Good morning. I guess we're ready to start the meeting. Call the meeting to order. Today is February 7, 2024. Present is Jenny Webster, Jonas Hill, and myself chairing. Jameson and Marlin are on approved travel. And so I'm looking for a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny and seconded by Jonas. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, abstention, motion carries. The next agenda item is approve the minutes from the January 17, 2024 LOC meeting and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Jonas, and all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. And then we're on to current business. Drug and alcohol-free workplace law amendment. And what we're looking for is that Clarissa?
Yep. So this item starts on page 4 of your packet. Amendments to the drug and alcohol-free workplace law are being sought to address exemptions to the pre-employment drug testing of external applicants. The drug and alcohol-free workplace law establishes a drug and alcohol-free workplace program that balances respect for individuals with the need to maintain an alcohol and drug-free environment. So currently, the drug and alcohol-free workplace law provides that each employee, as a condition of their employment, shall participate in pre-employment, reasonable suspicion, and follow-up testing upon the request of an appropriate authority, and that a negative test result is required for employment eligibility. The proposed amendments to the drug and alcohol-free workplace law require that all external and internal applicants participate in pre-employment drug testing, and that a negative drug test result is required for employment eligibility. The amendments to the drug and alcohol-free workplace law further provide that an external applicant's confirmed positive THC test result shall be exempted from the requirement of a negative drug test result for pre-employment eligibility unless prohibited by an external licensing or grant requirement. Once an individual is hired by the nation, the employee is prohibited from the use of prohibited drugs and alcohol during working hours, when on call, and when operating a vehicle owned by the nation or a vehicle rented by the nation. All employees of the nation are required to participate in reasonable suspicion and follow-up testing upon the request of an appropriate authority, and a negative test result is required for unimpeded employment eligibility. So the Legislative Operating Committee developed the proposed amendments to the Drug and Alcohol-Free Workplace Law through collaboration with representatives from the Oneida Law Office, the Human Resources Department, Gaming, and Employee Health Nursing. The LOC held 7 work meetings on the development of these amendments. The development of the amendments to the Drug and Alcohol-Free Workplace Law complies with all processes and procedures required by the Legislative Procedures Act, including the development of a legislative analysis, a fiscal analysis, and the opportunity for public review during a public meeting and public comment period. A public meeting on the proposed amendments to the Drug and Alcohol-Free Workplace Law was held on February 15, 2023. 6 individuals provided oral comments during the public meeting. The public comment period was then held open until February 22, 2023, and 4 individuals provided written comments during the public comment period. So the LOC reviewed and considered the public comments received on December 20, 2023, and any changes made were incorporated into this draft. So the amendments to the Drug and Alcohol-Free Workplace Law will become effective on March 4th, 2024, if adopted by the Business Committee. And then if you look in your packet, on page 7, you'll see the adoption memo, which contains the information that I just shared. This is followed by the resolution on page 9. All legislation of the nation is required to be adopted through the resolution. And again, the resolution provides that the amendments would become effective on March 4th. This is followed by a statement of effect on page 11. The statement of effect looks at what any potential impacts adoption of the resolution would have, and this statement of effect shows that adoption of the resolution would not conflict with any of the nation's laws. This is followed by a legislative analysis on page 12, and a legislative analysis is that plain language explanation of the proposed amendments to the law. You'll find a red line draft which demonstrates all the proposed changes from the currently effective version of the law on page 16, and that is followed by a clean draft, which shows what the proposed amendments to the law would look like if adopted on page 25. And then last in this adoption packet, you will find the fiscal impact statement on page 34. So today, now that we have all the adoption packet materials presented, we're asking that the Legislative Operating Committee consider the adoption of a motion to approve the adoption packet for the drug and alcohol-free workplace law amendments and forward to the United Business Committee for consideration.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny and seconded by Jonas to approve the adoption packet for the drug and alcohol-free workplace law amendment and forward to the Oneida Business Committee for consideration. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. The next item under current business is the clean air policy amendments. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 38 of your packet. So amendments to the clean air policy are being sought to clarify and provide additional exemptions to the prohibition against smoking, address how violations of this law by employees are handled, and make other minor drafting changes. So the clean air policy provides a healthy working and learning environment within buildings and vehicles owned and operated by the nation by prohibiting smoking. The amendments to the clean air policy include a new exemption to the prohibition of smoking, which is for a tobacco store on or in premises controlled by Oneida Retail that sells tobacco product unless prohibited by retail or the terms and conditions of the lease or land or building assignment. The amendments also clarify the exemption to the prohibition of smoking for residential buildings owned by the nation only applies if not otherwise prohibited by a lease or rental agreement. They eliminate the requirement that a suspension for a second violation of this law be 1 week in length, providing the supervisor and HRD greater flexibility in determining a suspension length that best fits the violation, and it makes other minor drafting changes, such as changing the title from the Clean Air Policy to the Clean Air Law. So the Legislative Operating Committee developed the proposed amendments to the law through collaboration with representatives from the Oneida Law Office, Gaming, Retail, the Comprehensive Health Division, and the Environmental Health Safety Land and Agriculture Division. The Legislative Operating Committee held 6 work meetings regarding the development of amendments to the Clean Air Policy. So the development of the amendments to the Clean Air Policy complied with all processes and procedures required by the Legislative Procedures Act, including the development of the legislative analysis, the fiscal analysis, and the opportunity for public review during the public meeting and public comment period. The public meeting on the proposed amendments to the Clean Air Policy was held on December 15, 2023. 2 individuals provided oral comments during the public meeting. The public comment period was then held open until December 26, 2023, and 4 individuals provided public comments during the public comment period. The LOC reviewed and considered all public comments received on January 3, 2024, and any changes have been incorporated into this draft. If adopted by the Business Committee, the Clean Air Policy would become, amendments would become effective on February 28, 2024. So looking at the materials in the packet, the adoption memo, which contains kind of that summary of information I just shared, starts on page 40. This is followed by the resolution on page 42, the statement of effect, which identifies that there's no conflicts with adoption of the resolution, is on page 44. You'll find the legislative analysis on page 46. A red line draft of the proposed amendments can be found on page 50, followed by a clean draft on page 53, and the fiscal impact statement can be found on page 54. So now today we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to approve the adoption packet for the clean air policy amendments and forward to the United Business Committee for consideration.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion by Jenny and seconded by Jonas to approve the adoption packet for the clean air policy amendments and forward to the Oneida Business Committee for consideration. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. I do want to just say I want to thank all those that came and spoke at the public meetings. It was enlightening, some of the facts and information that were presented, and I appreciated that information. Okay, and then the next item is the new submissions on boards, committees, and commissions law amendment. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 59 of your packet. So at the January 10th, 2024 Oneida Business Committee meeting, the Business Committee adopted a motion to defer the Board's Committees and Commissions Law to the Legislative Operating Committee for amendments to be made regarding the eligibility of veterans to sit on certain boards, committees, and commissions if they're employed in certain positions within the nation. So on page 59 of your packet, you'll see that agenda request form. This is followed by an excerpt from the draft minutes from the January 10th Business Committee meeting on page 60, and then you'll find a copy of the Board's Committees and Commissions Law on page 61 of your packet. So today we're asking the LOC to add the Board's Committees and Commissions Law amendments to the active files list with a designated sponsor.
I'll make a motion to add the Board's Committees Commission and Commissions Law amendment to the active files list with Kirby Matoxin as the sponsor.
I'll second that.
I didn't even ask for a motion.
Oh, I'm just giving it to you.
So we got a motion by Jenny Webster and seconded by Jonas Hill to add the Board's Committees and Commissions Law Amendment to the Act of Files list with Kirby as the sponsor. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? And motion carries. Okay, the next line item is the administrative updates. Clarissa, on the Legislative Operating Committee fiscal year first quarter report.
This item starts on page 78 of your packet. So here we have the Legislative Operating Committee's fiscal year 2024 first quarter report. So this report looks at the Legislative Operating Committee's actions from October 2023 through the end of December 2023. So looking at the report, it starts off with including the LOC's guiding principles. So at the beginning of this legislative term, the LOC participated in strategic planning to set forth five guiding principles to provide direction on the LOC's legislative efforts moving forward. Next in report, you'll see the LOC's action on legislative requests. So during the FY24 first quarter, the LOC added 53 legislative items to its active files list, and two legislative items were denied during the FY24 first quarter. So looking more closely at the report, you'll see what legislative item on what date and when things were denied. In here, we also include the FY24 first quarter legislative accomplishments. So this section looks at items that were brought forward for adoption or amendment. During the first quarter, the LOC brought forward one set of amendments or for bylaws for amendments. That was the Audit Committee bylaw amendments, and those were adopted by the Business Committee on December 13th, 2023. And those amendments eliminated the prohibition of the Oneida Business Committee Treasurer from serving on the Audit Committee. The next item in the report that's highlighted is the first quarter community outreach efforts. So focusing on its guiding principle to enhance community involvement through outreach and communication, during the FY24 first quarter, the LOC held one community outreach event. On December 6, 2023, the LOC held a community meeting in the Norbert Hill Center's cafeteria. Topics discussed during this community meeting included a brief overview of the legislative process, as well as a discussion of the Elder Protection Law, the Oneida Language Law, and the Higher Education Scholarship Law. The purpose of this community meeting was to collect comments, suggestions, questions, expectations, and concerns to be considered and utilized in the development of those above-mentioned laws. So all of the mentioned laws are still in the early stages of development, meaning that there's no draft of the proposed laws developed yet at the time of the community meeting, but the LOC wanted to hold that community meeting to provide an opportunity for members of the community to share opinions early on in the legislative process to better gain perspective on the needs of the community. Nearly 60 people attended the community meeting and participated in the legislative process, so it was a really great turnout. We were really happy to see that many people participating, and the LOC does intend to hold community outreach events on a quarterly basis. The next item in the report looks at the LOC's first quarter legislative highlights. So this section looks at all the work that the LOC has accomplished during the FY24 first quarter. So if you look on the section in bold, you'll see it separated by the different laws that have been worked on during the first quarter. And then under that, you'll see information such as how many work meetings have been held, who attended those work meetings, and if any major legislative steps were accomplished for each item, that information will be included under there, such as if drafts were approved or if any public meetings were held. Then the next item on the report looks at the first quarter LOC meetings. So this looks at, provides information on when and where we hold our meetings, which are the first and third Wednesday of every month at 9 a.m. Here in the Norbert Hill Center's Business Committee Conference Room and on Microsoft Teams. It shows that during the first quarter, the LOC held five regular meetings. One LOC meeting was canceled. This report also identifies that if you're not able to attend an LOC meeting, either in person or on Microsoft Teams, that the audio recordings of those LOC meetings are made available on the nation's website after the meeting concludes. The report then looks at our goals for the FY24 second quarter. So the LOC has a lot of goals for the second quarter. We were looking at focusing on the adoption of the clean air policy amendments and the drug and alcohol free workplace law amendments. We have goals to develop a draft for the higher education scholarship law, the Oneida language law, and the elder protection law. The LOC also has the goal to hold a community meeting and a community work session. And the LOC also has the goal of producing an informational video on the legislative process. The report concludes with information on the Legislative Reference Office. This includes our mission and includes information on our staff. And then the report ends with the LOC's contact information. So it includes the general contact information for the LOC as well as contact information for each individual LOC member. So there's a lot of great information included in this report, and it shows the progress that we've been making thus far. So today we're asking the LOC to approve the Legislative Operating Committee Fiscal Year 2024 First Quarter Report and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
Second.
A motion by Jenny Webster, seconded by Jonas, and discussion.
Clarissa, we had mentioned on page the community meetings. Where is that? Page 80?
The bottom, yeah, 80, on the bottom of 80.
Can you tell me again when the next one is scheduled for and then what items are on there?
Yes, so the next community meeting we currently have scheduled for March 6th, 2024 in the Norbert Hill Center cafeteria from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And on that, the topics for discussion will include Oneida Personal Policies and Procedures Amendments, the Sanctions and Penalties Law, and Eviction and Termination Law Amendments.
I'm just wondering if whenever we have a community meeting, we may want to add that notice onto every agenda, just so that people are hearing that of when that's coming up. Just a suggestion. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for that question, Jenny. I had that written down as a question to ask too, but we have a motion on the floor from Jenny Webster, seconded by Jonas Hill, to approve the Legislative Operating Committee Fiscal Year 24 First Quarter Report and forward to the Oneida Business Committee, and that the March 6th, the next community meeting for the LOC will be at the Norbert Hill Center cafeteria. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions, motion carries. And the final agenda item is an e-poll result approval of the March 6, 2024 LOC community meeting notice. There you go.
This item starts on page 86. On January 29th, 2024, the LOC conducted an e-poll to approve the March 6, 2024 LOC community meeting notice. So an e-poll was necessary for this matter because the next LOC meeting was not scheduled until February 7th today, and the submission deadline for inclusion in the next Gully Sox edition was February 1st, 2024. So the LOC needed to approve that community meeting notice via e-poll so that could get forwarded on to be included in the Gully. All five members of the Legislative Operating Committee approved this e-poll, which again approved that community meeting notice. So you'll see the e-poll results on page 86, and then it's followed by the actual community meeting notice on page 88. And again, that community meeting will be held on March 6th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the Norbert Hill Center cafeteria. And everyone is encouraged to attend that community meeting. So today we're asking for the LOC to enter into the record the results of the January 29th, 2024 e-poll titled Approval of the March 6th, 2024 LOC Community Meeting Notice.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny Webster, second by Jonas Hill, in regards to entering into the record the results of the January 29th e-poll titled Approval of the March 6th, 2024 LOC Community Meeting Notice, which will be at the Norbert Hill Center cafeteria at 5:30 till 7:30. And there will be a meal provided, and they also encourage people to bring a dish to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. At this point, we're looking for a motion to adjourn, and the time is 9:21.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Jonas to adjourn, 9:21. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Thank you. See you on March 6th.
Have a good day, everyone. Thank you.